Paris street art tourism took a severe blow this week after a community solidarity campaign led by artists and residents failed to save their community from being uprooted by the city planners. Under the collective name Sauvons la Rue de Noyers, Save Rue de Noyers, a petition launched in September 2014 has grabbed the attention of 10,000 people, but when presented at a public meeting hosted by the mayor of the 20th arrondissement at the end of last year, Madame Calandre ignored the voice of residents, accusing them of being NIMBY, not in my backyard. Here's Urban States, Episode 5, Punking the Culture, that was Rue de Noyers, coming up.
Classical form of street art, and that's, but this street is more about the people who live in the street and who don't have anything to do with art.
Inhabitants were not invited to discuss with the municipality, and it's very strange because the Paris municipality, its slogan is participation, debate.
Our last summer in the street, and after that there will be maybe 2 years of building work.
The project Causing a Divide is an urban rehabilitation project for social good, and one which nobody in their right mind would be against. After all, these bricks and mortar projects bring needed economic growth and better living conditions. Everyone benefits, but at what price to the existing social fabric? Urban States has followed the residents for 9 months, up until this week, which saw the fateful day of reckoning. Artists, residents and community supporters of the campaign to save the community in Paris's Lower Belleville gathered and could only watch on painfully as the bricking up of the art ateliers went on around them.
How long have you been here for? You're living here for a long time already.
8 years now.
So when you came, it was a crappy street, no?
Yes, it was a horrible street, like a junky street, with nobody smiling, almost no artists, except for Guy Honoré. But since this time, it evolved in a tremendous manner. It will be our last summer in the street. And after that, there will be maybe 2 years of building work. So they will kill all the life in the street. After, we don't know if there will be some workshops, some artists, some the right to draw on the walls or not.
But we also organize once a year a big party for everybody in the neighborhood, and the artists take a great part in the organization of that party. They invite a lot of friends who are artists in living arts, so they have dancers, performers, musicians, and we have a lot of workshops for the kids. So that's one part of how art has been a big influence on everybody's life in that street, and that's what we want to maintain. The wall is one thing, but we are, you know, we want this street to be more than the wall.
They could but only voice protest in vain, as officials of the 20th arrondissement descended to collect the keys from the artists and put an end to this grassroots community. Urban States is presenting this episode as a bit of a polemic. We're asking, should town planning cast aside the voices of a grassroots community? Isn't it their hard work and perseverance that's pioneered the way for these projects in the first place? Take account of the 7 years these residents lived and worked to animate life at Rue de Noyers, working effortlessly to put the place on the tourist map.
A melting pot street, you know. There are so many influences, many different people, so many actions, kind of an equilibrium between all the cultures, all the young people.
The first thing that people notice when they come to the street is the wall, and it's a classical form of street art, and that's, but this street is more about the people who live in the street and who don't have anything to do with art, who live with the artists, who have their workshops in the street, who share with them different form of artistic expressions. We have been working on the flower pots that you've been seeing in the street, so we worked on how to grow flowers in the street, but also how to manufacture and to decorate them. So we worked with ceramics in one of the workshops with Guy Honoré, and he did it completely openly and freely. So
most of them were squatted or were relocations of old Parisian squats. Everybody was artists there, and then there was another big squat, and there were people relocated here. Either they were relocated or they were opening the squats, and then they got some official contract. For example, this workshop where there's one photographer and one painter, sculptor, and a lot of other people, they just rebuilt the whole building. Inside it was completely crap, so they were investing in the building. But not only this.
Their energy and spirit elevated a street reputed as a dark, pimped and drug-hazed alleyway to being seen as a shining example of a community vibe, with the well-known blog site Street Press listing Rue de Noyers as Paris's premier outdoor must-visit location. The site reaches a staggering 18,000 readers. Street art has long been favoured by Paris to attract tourism. So why are they putting into jeopardy a community plus a favoured street art haven? The dots just don't join up.
So, the New Blanche, I just found out that it is about street art. But there's a big gap between the politics of destroying what naturally grew. So on the one side, Paris is promoting street art by New Blanche, but on the other side, it's neglecting it, the roots of street arts that grow out of sudden, out of the blue, and with people like the old guy sitting here now. I mean, it has been here before somebody of the Tree of Culture said, oh, let's do something for street art.
Amazing then to think that the town hall's territorial claim on this patch of land means they'd rather scrub out the community, which is one of Paris's most popular cultural havens, instead to favour an urban rehabilitation project. Here's one of the artists recounting what's going to be lost at a domestic community level and not likely to get replaced.
I see the parents, my neighbours, bring their children to the school. The father is asleep, the child is asleep. And then in the afternoon, I see the children come more energetic and shouting, and running in our street. It's also possible because it's a little street, so the courtyard of everybody, for the artists, for the neighbors, for the children, asking you to fix their bicycle. They just want to come in to look, what are you doing, can I help? It's like a big village. Seeing children growing up, know them better, and they have trust, this feeling of trust. Everything comes in a natural way here.
The residents are not against this project, it's they simply weren't consulted. They would have preferred a pluralistic outcome rather than the monoculture replacing them. There's a critical viewpoint that shouldn't go unmarked either. For example, communities and town halls should work to think the city together.
I live in the street. I'm also a teacher. I teach in the French Urban Planning Institute. So it's very interesting to see the dynamic in work, in progress, and I can see on the ground what is happening here. The town hall is trying to do an urban renewal project, but we've got a mobilization of the inhabitants who are not invited to discuss with the municipality. And it's very strange because the Paris municipality, its slogan is participation, debates. There is an association here. We can do and discuss with them. Maybe it could be a great project to think together, but for the moment it's not the idea, and we are trying to have this opportunity to think the city together.
And here's the sound of unpreventable progress as work commences. The sound of workers breaking up the ateliers along the street prior to demolition, to a draw of a crowd who came out in support of a well-argued but blindsided campaign to save Rue de Noyer from the city planners. So after 7 years of working to punk the culture of Lower Belleville, the community of Rue de Noyer have had to concede its street art interventions and neighbourly gatherings to be replaced by poker-faced buildings, which will hide the incoming residents safely away from one another, and that'll fall silent after the chime of 6 p.m. I'm Out Urban Arts Boy. This is Season 2, Episode 5, Urban States, Punking the Culture That Was Rue de Noyer. Check out their solidarity page on Facebook, Sauvons la Rue de Noyer, SauvonsLaRueDeNoyer, Sauvons la Rue de Noyer. And here's Fetor Village Street Party by Amadou Mariam from their album Bamako, 2004. Bye. Plus belle pour la fête au village, fais-toi plus jolie pour la fête au village.
Je serai la plus belle pour toi, mon amour.
Fais-toi plus jolie pour la fête au village.